Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Stevens from the Union County Daily Digital. We're here today on Union County Matters on WDLR with Tamara Reed, she of the DNA of Plain City. Today we're brought to you by Mosier's Groceries and Meats, located in downtown Raymond at 21701 State Route 347. You can't miss it if you go by. Good morning, Tamara. Thank you for coming on with us.
Really happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Tamara, tell us, you're with the DNA of Plain City. What is the DNA?
DNA is the Family Resource Center, and it stands for Daily Needs Assistance. So we are here to help support families who are low income or in poverty, and our programs and our resources are here to help reduce the impact of poverty.
What do you know? The poverty rates are they really relatively high in the Plain City area, or do you know?
Great question. So interestingly, our building where we're situated actually separates Union and Madison County. So in Union County, and I just looked at them and they just changed. Madison has been about 11%. Union County has actually gone down significantly. I think they're at about 6%, which when you think about poverty, you know, you think, well, that doesn't seem very high. But poverty is poverty. And families who are in poverty and children who are in poverty, this is it's not a good life. And so we are providing supports and building relationships with those families, and that is our intention to do so.
You said that Union County is right around 6%, but they have 60,000 people, so 10% would be 6,000. So we're talking, you know, 3,500 people who are in poverty just in Union County. We're not talking Madison County, which
that's right.
Little what?
That's right.
So even for a prosperous and ever-growing county, we still have hunger. We still have poverty. Is that right?
That's right. That's correct. That's correct.
So what does the DNA do? How do you help alleviate these problems?
So we started out, actually the Vineyard Church in Plain City started doing a personal needs pantry the last Saturday of every month. That was in 2009. In 2011, they became a nonprofit and they invited other churches and community groups to become more of a part of DNA. And I actually came here in 2012. When I came here, we just moved into the old elementary school, which had been vacant for 2 years.
Yeah.
And the only two programs that were going at the time were last Saturday of the month, a community meal. And that's when they did their personal needs pantry. And then they also had a secondhand store for kids. It was free, called the Kids Closet. When they moved in here, they also started a hot breakfast on Saturday mornings.
I wanted to ask you the personal needs project, the personal needs thing. What exactly is that? We're talking personal care items, right?
Yeah, cleaning supplies, shampoo, conditioner, diapers, shaver, razors, toothpaste, conditioner. These are things that if someone has food stamps, they cannot buy with food stamps.
Right.
These are not items you can buy with food stamps. So by the end of the month, people are running out of these things. So we do that personal needs pantry the last Saturday of every month.
That's great. That's great. And you guys do a boom in business too, don't you?
We do. We do. We also, you asked, what else do we do? And if you don't mind, I'll just go down the list now.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So we have three youth programs. We have a community-based mentoring program called Lift Mentoring. We have partnered with a local college. And so we have both community-based mentors, but we also have some college buddy mentors. And that has been a fantastic partnership. because we know that a mentor can change the trajectory of a child's life.
Now, when you're talking about mentors, are we necessarily talking about just kind of a big brother, big sister thing, or are we talking about academics?
So this is more kind of the big brother, big sister model. Some mentors do help with academics, but for the most part, this is more of that just friendship model relationship. But we also plan monthly events for our mentors. And so it might be taking, you know, where all of our mentors and mentees get together and they go ice skating, or they go to a park and they have a picnic, or they've done all kinds of things that are really, really fun. And that has really actually been a huge boost to that program.
The idea is to get the kids to recognize that there's alternatives. Is that right? I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. And kids who are in poverty don't have the opportunity to go to a movie theater or to a production of some sort, or go ice skating, or go to a climbing wall. They don't get the opportunity to do those things. And there are things that we all take for granted. And so a mentor who's coming alongside a child who's at risk or in poverty can help open the world up for this child. I had one mentor who invited her mentee to come to her house, and she had just gotten a new carpet. And this particular mentee, she systemic poverty, very, very, very broken home, frequently homeless. And this little girl walks into her mentor's house, sees the new carpet, gets on the floor, and starts doing like snow angels, but carpet angels on the floor, on the carpet. And you know what I believe is that at that moment, new carpet became a possibility for her. Like, she'd never experienced new carpet personally, but when she got to have that experience of, oh, this is what new carpet feels like, then this connection is made to, like, someday I can have new carpet. But when you know, everything is hypothetical until you actually get to experience it. Sure. And that's what a mentor does. It makes that connection for you to new experiences and new ideas.
Now, you also talked about... No, go ahead. You were talking about the Kids Corner and some of the other things that the DNA does.
Yeah, yeah. So we have the mentoring program. We do after-school tutoring for 5th through 8th graders. And I will say that COVID really... that was really hard for this program.
COVID was so hard
kind
for
of
everybody.
Getting our feet. Yeah. Getting our feet after COVID. With our after school tutoring. And then the other program that we do, and this is what's coming up for us, is our summer camp. And this is a program that started out as a summer feed. It is a summer feeding program. This is a summer lunch program that has evolved into a summer camp, day camp for kids who are in poverty.
Okay, we're going to talk about that after the break, if that's okay.
Okay, now, problem.
Where are you located? And you're in the old elementary school downtown, right?
That's correct. But let me also just go back into some of the other things we do real quick.
Yes.
Because those were just youth programs. So some of the other things we do. We do a hot breakfast every Saturday morning. And that is pancakes, 3 different kinds of pancakes, eggs to order, sausage, orange juice, coffee. On the second Saturday morning of the month, we do a Latino breakfast, which we have someone come in who does an authentic breakfast, because we really want to encourage our growing Latino community to come in and be building community, not just both with those of us who aren't Latino, but also with each other. And so we have a growing number of Latino families that are coming for that and many other services.
You guys got so much stuff going on, it's hard to remember it all.
I know, it is actually kind of hard to remember. We also, the Plain City Food Pantry is now under DNA. They had been in Plain City for 42 years, and last fall, they had a shift, and we brought them under the umbrella of DNA. So now, at our location in the old elementary school on the west end of the building, is the Plain City Food Pantry, and they are open Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday mornings.
Oh, and the great thing about the old elementary school is you got a lot of room in there too, isn't it?
We sure do. We sure do. And we take up quite a lot of space, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. But who actually owns the building? Does DNA own the building?
No, that Jonathan Alder School owns the building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jonathan Alder owns the building. They have been very good to us over the years, and we have enjoyed a great collaborative relationship. Jonathan Alder owns the building.
Good for Jonathan Alder. I mean, good for them. Because they got the brand new building out there and so on. But I'm glad to see, rather than tear it down, they can put it actually to good use where it's going to be of use in the committee. And so, good for them. A check mark on their side.
Absolutely.
This is Tom Stevens. I'm with the Union County Daily Digital. Today we're with Tamara Reed, who is what is your official title at the DNA?
Are you the executive director?
The executive director. I didn't know president. Everybody has a different title. Executive director of DNA in Plain City, and we're here. We're brought today here on Union County Matters by Mosier's Grocery and Meats. It's located in downtown Raymond, Ohio, at 21701 State Route 347. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll talk to Ms. Reed just a little bit more. Good morning, everybody. This is Tom Stevens with the Union County Daily Digital. We're back on Union County Matters with President of the Marysville Art League, Kim Heminger. We are brought to you today by Mosier's Groceries and Meats, located right downtown Raymond, 21701 State Route 347. Now, we were talking a little bit before the break about the classes, and I know you the classes for the you offer some for adults, but mostly it's the kids that are interested. Is that right? And the families want to get the kids into it?
Yes. I am offering an adult watercolor. I do a seniors paint night where you just come in and do acrylic painting. And they can bring their bottle of wine or whatever they'd like to bring. I do offer quite a few adult privates, groups, paint sessions. And I do paintings at several of the nursing homes and stuff around. I still get a lot of adults in, but.
Good for you. Now, what we talked about last night. Now, Thursday, which was the 2nd, you had an opening, an exhibit. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about tell me a little bit about what went on Thursday night.
Okay, so Thursday evening, we used to do a program with Pathways, and we decided that we wanted to bring it back home to the Houston House because we have a beautiful space here. And so we started this year. It's called Local Artesian Expressions. Our first one was one of our girls that has taken classes here, and she's currently she's graduated from Marysville High School. And last night we featured Carol Stolte Bruletti, Dave and Kim Althaus, and they have a very eclectic exhibit of art. Art, baskets, woodworking. There's a beautiful chair here that he made. Different things with eco dyeing that they've done, where they've dyed their own fabrics. They've done felting, pottery. It's just a beautiful, beautiful collection of their artwork. And they're all three local artists, lived here for many, many years. And it was a great first exhibit. We could have had a few more people, but they sold very well and they did well.
Now, you used to do this on a quarterly basis, is that right? Now start doing it on a monthly basis?
Yes, we used to do it quarterly, and now we're doing it every month. So every month we're going to have a new exhibit. In July, we're going to come back to the membership. It's Bridging the Generations. We have a lot of great art here from even some of the founders of the Art League. We have these beautiful bronze statues that one of our founders, Paul Schwartz, instill on our board.
Paul Schwartz, that are here. He cast bronze. Is that right?
Yeah. Bronze and different metals. They're gorgeous.
I was going to say, that's a very involved, that's a very labor-intensive process, isn't it?
Yes. And we have 5 of his pieces here.
Really?
And, yeah. And then we have some of Grace Biamonte's here, which she was the 3rd generation of the Houstons owned and built the Houston house.
I was going to ask you that in a little bit, but I was going to ask you a more general question. You said Mr. Althaus, you said he did woodworking. Woodworking is art too, right?
Yep. He has some beautiful cutting boards.
Yes. So, but I mean, it's not... My point is, art's not limited to oil on canvas.
No.
No.
No, there's so many different fine arts that you can get involved in. And honestly, Marysville has a really lot of very talented artists. And I start compiling a list when we were working on the Bicentennial Art Show. And we really like their Jonathan Kessler. He has, he's a potter from around here. He's wonderful. There's just so many people that around Union County that we don't even realize that have just awesome talent. So a lot of hidden treasures.
You gave me the headline for my story the other day when I ran it in the Union County Daily Digital, the hidden treasures of Marysville, which is absolutely perfect. How does one go about now? How does one go about signing up for classes or coming down and seeing what art's going on? How can we get a hold of you and do that kind of stuff?
So you can always call me or text me, and my number is 937-243-6985. You can email me at kim@marysvilleartleague.org or info@marysvilleartleague.org. We also have a Facebook page, and we put almost everything up on our Facebook page, as well as we have a website. And we have a calendar of events on our website, and then we have other details. We do maintain the website by ourselves, so sometimes you have to be a little patient with this.
Sure.
But we try to get as much on there as possible and keep it updated.
And the website is, if I may, it's www.marysvilleartleague.org, all lowercase, all one word.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I know I do mine all the time, so I always got to tell everybody, lowercase, all one word, and so on. Now, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the house, the Houston house. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
The Houston house was built in 1872, and it is in the historical district of Marysville.
Now, I want to make sure we're clear here. In 1872, there were about 500 people in Marysville, right?
Yes.
So it was kind of on the outskirts of town at the time.
Yes, it was. And it was used to, the original plot was 3 acres.
Oh, is that right?
And now, yeah. So now there's houses built around it. But Christopher and Hannah Houston built the house. And Christopher also built the southwest corner of Uptown Marysville. And that's where the new restaurant Sharky's is, I believe. And maybe the driving school. There's a couple different things. But he had a grocery store and a bank, I believe.
But again, at that time, that was kind of like, you know, a couple more steps and you're out of town. You're in farm country. How times have changed. Now we have 25,000 people in Marysville, and it's growing every day. And that being said, the house itself, the Art League acquired it in 1982. Didn't one of Mr. Houston's relatives live in it until right before you bought it?
Yes. So Grace Houston was his granddaughter.
Okay.
They had four children, and Grace was his granddaughter. And she had come back here and spent the summers. And when her uncle Frederick passed away, she bought it from him. And she actually lived here until 1978, till she put herself in the county home. But we still have some of quite a bit of her original work here. But she was a professor of art at Indiana University in Indiana, in Pennsylvania.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And she went to school at Ohio State. So the house has a long history of art. And Hannah, the original Christopher's wife, taught classes out of the home here, and we actually have one of her original drawings.
Really? So you guys are just basically carrying on a tradition that started back in 1872.
Exactly. And then Edith Dyer was the president of the Marysville Art League back then, and the house sat empty for 4 years, and she talked the Art League into purchasing it for a home. And they did a lot of work and a lot of things. So they told Edith if she raised this a certain amount of money, she could buy it. She did. And I still have four of her original paintings back in the back art room.
Oh, is that right? Now, this is Hannah, or this is...
This was Edith Dyer.
This is Edith Dyer, who you still have.
The president of the Art League that talked him into buying the Houston house.
Oh, well, that's great. So you guys have had a home for, 40 years now? And it's right downtown. It's a beautiful house. It's been restored beautifully. I've been inside. And, of course, you have art hanging all over the place, too.
Yep.
So what are your hours? Can anybody just drop by at any time, or do you need to make appointments? How does that work?
We don't have set hours, but we're here quite a bit. There's usually somebody here 7 days a week doing something. We right now we house Rusted Reflections. It's a home goods, and she has 13 local artists that sell their products out of it.
Really?
And they're open Wednesdays through Saturdays, and 1 to 3, and I think 5 to 7.
Other hours can be found on your website. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then on her website as well, we have Andrea Whalen, who is from Virginia Craft Textiles. She has a studio upstairs, and she designs wallpaper and fabrics. There's other little things, you know, that you can do here as well. So, but between teaching and art camps, we're here quite a bit. And we open up, we have lots of extra little events like July 4th for the parade. We will be open probably 8 o'clock in the morning, and you can come set your chairs up, and we usually provide popcorn and lemonade, iced tea. We have a kids craft.
Right.
So we kind of try to open up for different things like that and stuff too, just to support the community.
Great. Now the Marysville Art League can be reached at your website, www.marysvilleartleague.org, all lowercase, all one word. You guys are located at the Houston House. What is the address there, please?
264 West 5th Street.
So it's right downtown, basically.
It's right down from Huntington Bank, across from the prosecutor's office, and catacorner from the courtyard. So
it's not like you guys aren't being hard to find. This is
we're not hard to find. Look for our bright green doors.
We're here with Kim Heminger, who's the president of the Marysville Art League, and we want to thank you today for being on with us. It's been very informative, and hopefully we'll get a lot of visitors down your way.
Thanks, Tom. We really appreciate everything.
This is Tom Stevens with the Union County Daily Digital. We're here today on Union County Matters. We've been speaking with Kim Heminger, who's the president of the Marysville Art League, who is based in the Houston House in Uptown Marysville. We encourage you to stop by and see some of the art, or even take some of the classes that they offer down there. And again, they can be reached at their website, www.marysvilleartleague.org. This has been Tom Stevens with the Union County Daily Digital. We're brought to you today by Mosier's Groceries and Meats, located in downtown Raymond, right at 21701 State Route 347. Kim, thank you for so much for being on Union County Matters. We really appreciate it.